Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to reflect briefly on the fact that some of the considerations that are under discussion, is it an open-ended or a closed group? How do we ensure diverse representation? They're sometimes presented as if they were ends in and of themselves. And it seems to me that we should be working backward from what it is we want to get out of the process. And we want presumably some form of a report, some form of document that contains analysis, recommendations, options, insights. How are we going to evaluate that document? Seems to me that what we need is a process that produces a document that is relevant to our needs, that is technically sound, which means you're going to require genuine technical expertise and you're going to need different types of technical expertise for different questions. And it must be credible. It must be seen by delegations as both being relevant to their concerns and as technically sound, which is somewhat different from whether it actually is. It's an additional consideration. And it seems to me that as we go through this process, as we think about the best ways to ensure a broad spread of participation, the right mix of expertise, it's important to bear in mind what we're trying to achieve at the end. Because, for example, I can conceive of some approaches to trying to achieve a broad spread. In the Russian proposal, as I recall, the suggestion was made that certain numbers of seats on a board of fixed size would be allocated to each regional group, and then the regional group would reach agreement by consensus. That seems to me like something that's likely to highly politicize the process and not privilege technical expertise. So I worry about that as an approach that takes one goal and pits it against another. And this is why I say that I believe it's important that we bear in mind the end goals that we're trying to achieve and work toward them.